Adam Brandon is the Vice President of Communications at FreedomWorks, and he joins us again. Adam, welcome back to OTM.
Thanks very much. I appreciate being here.
Last time we spoke, you said everybody was reading Saul Alinsky. Is that still your playbook?
Well, one of the main tenets of Saul Alinsky is it's how people without money influence politics, and that's kind of where we're at right now. We've got plenty of people. We just don't have huge resources to dump into supporting our issues.
So is your goal at any given town hall event to influence the congressperson who is being shouted down, or to get on YouTube with the episode, or just what?
There has been some rumors that we are actually advocating people getting into verbal fights and disrupting these town halls, and we have no part of any of that. But we are looking for people to be the first ones to the microphones to ask the difficult questions to start stirring up some debate. But these videos that you're seeing coming out of these town halls, you know, they're definitely agitated, they're definitely intense, but this is nothing compared to a high school football game.
A lot has been said about astroturfing as opposed to genuine grassroots movements.
Mm-hmm.
Are you astroturfing in the sense of deploying people to these meetings to create a confrontation, or do you consider this to be organic and genuine?
I mean, if this is astroturfing, everything that MoveOn.org is doing is astroturfing. The Boston Tea Party back in, you know, the 1770s would be astroturfing. We're doing basic organizing, and that is just trying to get people together, especially connecting them online, getting them materials such as talking points, and telling them where and when they show up to town halls. A lot of these people have never done anything like this. I guess astroturfing I would consider is if someone was actually paying people to show up to pretend to be passionate on an issue. We haven't paid anyone, and these people are plenty passionate on their issues.
Okay, so in a perfect world for FreedomWorks, word of these town hall episodes get around via YouTube and cable news and so forth, and all across the country, people see this and go, I'm going to go to my congressman's town hall meeting and give him a piece of my mind. That's the perfect world.
Correct.
Hell for you would be people to see all this same stuff and go, what a bunch of jerks. You know, they want us to take them seriously. They're shrill. They're rude. They're agitators, the kind we hate when they're on the left. We don't want to see them on the right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with that. That's why we're telling people to be respectful. But you definitely have to have an edge in today's world. And one of my criticisms sometimes of the Tea Party movements is, you know, at times they've gotten too rah-rah with too much patriotic flag wearing when we're generally upset and we have grievances. So I have no problem with some anger entering into some of this anger, some of this passion.
So on balance, so far, would you say this has created backlash or, I don't know, frontlash?
I tell you, the best thing that's happened to us is that a lot of left-wing bloggers have been putting stuff up, making us look like we're the 500-foot monster just tramping down all across America. And as soon as they do that, we see our web traffic go up and we see our signups go up even higher.
Well, Adam, once again, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
Adam Brandon is the Vice President for Communications at FreedomWorks.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.